I'm feeling a bit disoriented this week. More than this week, really, I've been feeling disoriented for much of this past year and certainly since 2021 began. A year of pandemic, physical distancing, not traveling or gathering in public. A year of scrolling for numbers of people infected or watching weekly average cases go up and down on a chart. A year of changing plans and changing again and not knowing what to plan. We began 2021 with lots of hope, naive perhaps, but armed with a vaccine. But it's been a difficult year so far. We're shocked again and again by scenes of senseless violence around the country. The rise of expressions of hate and discrimination disorient us. The uncertainty around precautions after vaccination and new strains of a virus disorient us. Another Holy Week online, not gathering in our sanctuary at this holiest of times, disorients us. We find ourselves coping with deep grief and anxiety, uncertainty for what coming months will bring. Reading the story of the Last Supper Jesus shared with his friends, it occurred to me how disoriented they must have felt that night. On the one hand, they had recently followed Jesus into Jerusalem as he rode on a donkey, met with praise and joy by the residents of the city. Hosanna, they cried, save us. And blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. But as they gather at the table, Jesus' friends are on edge. Jesus has told them three different times that here in Jerusalem, he will be arrested and killed. Nothing adds up. They don't know what will happen next. They are together to celebrate the Passover meal, the meal that commemorates when God brought the Hebrew people out of slavery in Egypt. They are eating the Passover lamb, the symbol of salvation, of God passing over the Hebrews when the terrible final plague killed all the Egyptian firstborn. They are telling the story, reliving the past, remembering the time their covenant with God began. Then Jesus says, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I will not eat it again until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. What? What does that mean? He's talking about suffering again, but he's saying something else as well. What will happen now will fulfill the Passover. The freedom from earthly slavery that happened then, the creation of the people of Israel in the covenant at Sinai, will be completed by what will happen to Jesus in the coming days. He will become the Passover lamb who freely gives himself up to death. And by this sacrifice and the resurrection that God will accomplish, God's people will be freed not from earthly oppression, but from sin, death, and evil. But the people who are sitting there eating with Jesus don't know that. They must have been so confused when Jesus took the bread and said, "This is my body, which is given for you." They must have been distressed when Jesus went on to say that one of them, sitting at the table, had already betrayed him. In their disorientation, anxiety, grief, and fear, they do something very human. They start to compare themselves to one another. They argue. They point fingers and blame one another. They grasp for power. They wonder aloud and begin to compete for who among them will be the greatest. Does that sound familiar? When faced with disorientation, anxiety, fear, we too have fallen into all these traps. Blaming, comparing, competing, grasping for power, trying to control what we can't control. It's easy to see in so much of what has happened in our country, in our world this past year. Our human response to disorientation is not pretty. But even as he says these things that throw the people at table with him into uncertainty, Jesus offers another way. Jesus offers a reorientation that will give life and reconciliation rather than division and violence. Jesus offers himself. "This is my body," he says, "my body which I will hand over to death, giving my life for your sake. This is my blood," he says, "my blood which, like the blood of the Passover lamb, will bring salvation and defeat even death itself." And he tells his followers, his friends, "Do this in remembrance of me. Eat this bread and drink this cup, not just tonight, but over and over again, to remember what I have done for you. Eat this bread and drink this cup to keep me in your heart and receive the strength to follow me." Even as he gives his life, he also gives us the command, "You need this. This is for you. Eat this bread, drink this cup, and do this to remember me." Jesus offers himself as a way to a new life of reconciliation, peace, and salvation. And then he tells them, this life will be different. Some people seek power and they use it against others to control them and use others for their own gain, but not among my followers. You who follow me, you who love me, must live the way I live, in service to others, giving of yourselves. If you would lead, you must lead as a servant, even as I have done. This is the promise and the command, the mandate, which give Maundy Thursday its name. Jesus gives himself to us, and he commands us in turn to give ourselves to others in the same love, forgiveness, and care that he offers first. In every year, but especially in this year, we need to be reminded, if you follow Jesus, he will be your orientation. He will be the path you take, the way you live, and the goal of your life. He will teach you how to live a fully human, abundant life in God, chosen, beloved, and living in service to one another. Thanks be to God. Amen.